to bring them back. Don't let them be sick of their bodies and laid up on the flat of their back. Return them to the truth of your word, and I ask you to be done in Jesus' holy name. All right, y'all, we got to go, and we will see you again next time in Jesus' name. We're going to be at the Hilltop Nursing Home tomorrow at 9:30, and we're going to also be at 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana. Don't meet me there. Beat me there in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced to tell you that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you can get a load of it.
Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest and God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective member on this path as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, my Father. We just come boldly before your throne of grace today, my Father, and we just honor you. And we say, hallowed be your name. You're worthy of all our praises, my Father. How great you are. There's none like you, my Father, none like you in all the earth. Who can compare to you? What a mighty God you are. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you adoration. For you're so worthy of all our praises, Father. Even the things that, Lord, have not even entered into our hearts and our minds, all the great things that you have in store for us, Father, that our eyes ain't seen and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts and minds, all those things, Father. Just a little bit that you've shown us, Father, we just say thank you for that, Lord, and how great you are. You have done great things. Not only are you a great God, but you have done great things. And, Father, for those great things that you've done, we magnify you. We lift you on high. We decree and declare that there is none like you in all the earth. And, Father, we count it an honor and a privilege that you would summon us into your very presence, my Father, so that we may hear not just the words of a man, Father, but to hear what you say, even about what I say. So as a result of that, my Father, I just humble myself under your mighty hand and under, Lord, the ministry of your Holy Spirit. For it is he that is at work in the earth today. And right now, Father, not our kingdom and not our will, but your kingdom come and your will be done. Where? In our lives here on earth, Father. In our lives here on earth. Just like it is in heaven. So, Father, I humble myself under the power, the anointing, the ministry of your Holy Spirit, and I say, less of me and more of him, to the place where there's none of me and all of you, Holy Spirit. You can have your way in this broadcast today. Now give us on a daily basis, not only this day, but on a daily basis, everything that we have need of, our daily bread. And we'll be careful, Father, to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. And we would ask this, Father, according to your word. For that's what your words say. We ask that in the name of Jesus. And his name shall be called the word of God. We ask that, Father, because that's what you said. And as we return your word to you, we know that it will not return unto you void, but that it will accomplish everything that you sent us, I sent it to do. So speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles through this radio broadcast and share with y'all what I believe in all my heart is the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. You always hear me say this on this broadcast, you know. What, Arthur? It is the greatest message has ever been proclaimed. Now listen, that don't mean that none of the other messages are great too. So as I'm concerned, if it's the word of God, they all great messages. I'm talking about the greatest. And not to put down no other message. I'm talking about the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. Now, I call it his story or history. But I break it into two places and two parts, you know what? You know, history is the story of man, the story of a place, the story of a something, the story of the history of the United States, the history of government, the history of all these are the stories of man as history, even the stories about. But Adam, That's the history of Adam, the story about Adam, even the story about Noah, the story about Abraham, and the story about David and Goliath, and all those are histories. That's history. That's his story. How David killed Goliath. How Adam and Eve ate out of the tree. How Noah built the ark. How Abraham and Sarah, you know, had children. That's his story. And boy, we get a lot of good messages from those stories that build up our most holy faith. But boy, that's another story. That's why I call it the greatest story. All those other stories that I was just talking about, you know, David and Isaiah and all the prophets and everything else and Moses, and all those are great stories. And the stories of those guys and everything else, but boy, that's another story. And that story is his story. Whose story? I'm talking about, boy, the story of God. I'm talking about his story. Hallelujah. But the story about him. His story. And listen, not his story that's told man through mankind. And even all the history that's, and please don't misunderstand me, that's recorded in the Bible. But boy, there's a great story in there. It's like a treasure, the Bible say, that hid in a field. What's a field? That's all the great stories. But in all these great stories, boy, there's a treasure that's hid in there. And the treasure that's hid in there is God's story. You see, this Bible where we get all our ideology from and theology from and philosophy from and everything else as far as our religions or whatever is concerned. I don't like that word religion, but for lack of a better way of saying it, I can help you understand that. That's revealed to that. Tell me, Holy Spirit. Boy, that's something that our Father in this earth, that he is doing. And in this treasure, in this big field, is all the things that, boy, I'm talking about, that God, that man is doing for God. All the rituals, all the sacrifices, all the ceremonies, all the activities, all the things that man are doing, you know, to appease deity. What man is doing for God, or what man is doing, and doing his best to get God in on it. And all those are great things. Like I keep saying, boy, that's another story. Boy, that's his story. And boy, that's what he's revealing, boy, in these last days. His story. Not what man is doing for him, and not the stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all those. All that's included in it. Was his original intent, his desire, his will, his kingdom. We pray it all the time in our prayer, Lord, what? Let your kingdom come and let your will be done. And listen how you say it on earth like it is in heaven. Listen what you've been praying. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done well on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. You've been praying that. I'm going to say it again, and I'll say it slowly, you know. This is what you've been praying, Lord. Lord, let your kingdom come, not my kingdom. Let your will, not my will. Why? Because when your kingdom come and your will be done, when we come to the knowledge of your story and what you're doing, then we're going to find out, boy, that it is your will for it to be all in our lives here on earth, just like it is in here. And we'll stop being preoccupied with the means. What's the means? All those great stories that we've heard. Those are means to an end. And listen to this, and listen to this carefully, you know. The devil's most successful tactic against us as believers. See, listen, most of you on this radio broadcast and tune into this radio broadcast, you like be like the lost sheep of Israel. You know, say people listen to this. People who hearts are tender toward God. You know, the world ain't tuned into this station. They listen at the other station, 97.1 whatever, and the other station, and all the secular music, you know. But it's believers who tune into this station. Because your heart is tender toward God, and God was saying to either last one of us that that treasure that's hid in the field is his story, what he's doing. His original intent and desire and plan and purpose and destiny for all of our lives. Listen, not just that that was in the beginning, but that that was from the beginning. That began even before the beginning was. That what was in the beginning, that's a good thing, but that which was from the beginning came from the beginning. Who is the beginning? He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. I'm not talking about, man, when he began things. I'm talking about that which was in the beginning, even before he began the thing. His original intent. What was his? Listen, everything starts with an idea. An idea is the most powerful force on earth, perhaps. I'm talking about everything. Everything has its origin with an idea. Everything begins with an idea. This radio broadcast, it was an idea first. The chair you're sitting on, it was an idea first. The car you're driving, it was an idea first. The house that you live in, the clothes that you wear, all those, there was an idea first. It was in somebody's mind first. And then, boy, it became articulated. It became made known. It became what? Spoken. And when it became spoken, it gave life to that idea. What? The original idea. So in order to know the truth, boy, you got to know more than just concepts of the scripture or the word of God. You got to go all the way back and be like David was. And that gives an idea, you know. David said, Lord, show me your precepts. See, most of us want to see the hand of God, want to see miracles and mighty and things, great things happen and doors open. Want to see God do great things and everything else. He said, listen, man, that ain't what this is all about. We want to see God do things like that, miracles in our life. Man, that's a lazy people, really. When God originally intended an idea for our life, there ain't no miracle. That ought to be a natural way of living for you and I. Let me say it in a simpler way. We be looking for God to do things that God told us to do. We looking for God to show his mighty hand in the earth when all the time, boy, God looking. Only way he can show his mighty hand in the earth is through our mighty hand in the earth. He can't operate in the earth without a body. We the body. And like I was going to say earlier, you know, that devil's most successful tactic against us as believers who listen to this radio broadcast is to preoccupy us with those means, with those great stories at the expense of forbidding us from getting to the greatest story. Hey, listen, let me go a little bit further. I don't know how this is going to go over with you, but it's still the word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about even greater than the story of Jesus, about how he died on the cross and how he opened blind eyes and all the things that he did and how 3 days he rose from the grave and how he's our Lord and our Savior. All that's the story of Jesus. I'm talking about past something greater than that. Jesus said this here, boy, my Father is greater than I. So Messi said too, he said, I only say what I hear my Father. only do what I see my father do. And what he say do. And I don't do that in and of myself. You know, everything that you see me do, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So it's the Father that doeth the work. But to accomplish more what his precepts were, his original intent and idea was. So even the death and the crossing, the birth, the ministry, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all that's a means to an end. That's his story. All of the means to an end are getting us back to the original story. Our Father in heaven, our source and our sustainer. Lord, that's why you say, hey, listen, Lord, let your kingdom come. That's your first request. When you say, let your kingdom come, man, I mean, listen, God, many are the plans in our hearts and everything else, and our religion, and all of that, but Lord, man, what you doing? Let what you're doing and what your desire is and what you want be. Not what we want. And what we want might be some good wants. Well, I'm talking about something that's greater, boy. The best that we could desire for our lives, man, is a joke compared to what God desires for our lives. And boy, you know what the deal is, boy? A lack of knowledge of that. And you know what the cause of that lack of knowledge of that? Because that knowledge, that information, man, has been buried in the graveyard of religion. What's religion, man? Most of religion is all their stories. And from all these stories that we've been proclaiming, then we've developed different theologies, different ideologies, different denominations, different religions, like the Christian religion, the Muslim religion, the Buddhist religion, the Hindu religion, Scientology. We got all kind of different ideologies and philosophies and theologies. And all those are concepts. But boy, listen, you know, if you don't know the precepts, then you can have good concepts, but just because you have good concepts don't mean that your concepts are right. If you have concepts without precepts, then what you're going to have is misconception. Now, you'll be preoccupied with the means at the expense of forfeiting the end. Listen, the good news about Jesus Christ, that's a great message, but boy, that's something far greater than that. And you know what? If you're not careful, boy, especially in our Christian religion, man, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news about Jesus. But that's something that ain't what he preached. I tell you, he only say what I hear my father say, and I only do what I see my father do. You know what he preached? We preach the good news about Jesus. You know what Jesus preached? He preached the good news about us. Glory to God. And we've been preoccupied with, man, you know, proclaiming the good news about him and miss, man, what he said. We've been preaching the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that Jesus preached. Listen, the gospel of Jesus is a great message, but the gospel that he preached is the greatest message. He preached the good news about you and me and who we really are and where we really come from and why we really here and what we really can do and where we really going to end up in. Listen, that's mankind's age-old questions. I'm talking about from the beginning of time, who am I? Where I come from? Why I'm here? What can I do? What I'm supposed to be doing? Where I'm going to end up at? Even after I die, you know, what happened after that? That's mankind's age-old questions. Well, that's what Jesus Christ come preaching, man, the answers to. Who you really are. Who we really are. I'm talking about, man, Christians and Baptists and Muslims and Hindus and all the different, man, denomination you come under and all the different titles and everything else. All those are great things and good things. I'm talking about, man, the greatest thing. And that's something far greater than an apostle, prophet, evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, a pope, and all that. You know what the greatest of them all is? A king. What's a king? That's a ruler. See, we're operating in our priestly garment, man. You don't know who you really are. You don't know that you're a king, too. Not only just a spiritual representative, man, but you're a ruler, too. The power that Jesus say, man, that I give you power over all the power of your enemy, that really is on the inside of you, that you really do possess that. Why are you operating that? Because you don't know nothing about that. You ain't been told that. You've been told how Jesus opened blind eyes and how Jesus unstopped that deer and how Jesus rose from the grave. You ain't been told, man, you know, that you who were dead in trespass and sin has God raised up. Hallelujah. And made to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Watch this. Far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. Far above all the strategies and works and wiles and the devil. The word purpose all the board to board fulfill God's original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives. What his precept was, what his story is, what he doing. See, most believers don't really know what he's doing. You know what your church is doing. You know what your denomination is doing. You know what you're doing. You know what people are doing. And you know what our ministers is doing. You know what the government is doing. And you know what this and all that and everything else. But you really don't know, man, what God is doing. You don't know his story. His story is that it be in our life here on earth like it is in him. That was in his heart before the foundation of the world. That's the original idea. Take it in the book of Proverbs. You say you're talking about wisdom, you know, and say, listen, I was ever before you. I was ever your delight. Even before the foundation of the world. My boy, God's only begotten. He's saying all things was made by him. And he said, boy, listen, he was his father's delight. His father was so delighted in him, man. Who? His only begotten son. That boy, he decided something. He had an idea, an original idea. His original idea is, I want me a whole lot of just like that. That was his original idea. That would inspire everything. That would inspire him, boy, to create you and I. He wanted a whole bunch of them just like, boy, his only begotten son. That was in his mind even before the foundations of the world. And listen, for his only begotten son was just like him. The splitting the image of him in character and in nature. And in likeness too, the ability to act like him, to function like him, to talk like him, to live like him, to be like him, just like him. Connected to him, boy. Offspring from him. Come from him. That's where you come from. Ain't come from no monkey. Come from, boy, the Most High God. Boy, when God wanted you, he spoke to himself. The principles of creation is this. Whatever he wants, he decides what he wants first. I thought that's his idea. And then after he decides what he wants, then he speaks what he wants. And when he speaks what he wants, to what he wanted made from. He don't just speak, he speak what he want, and he speak what he want to what he wanted made from. Listen, when he wanted the animals, God said, and let the earth bring forth every living creature. What he spoke to the earth. And from the earth came all the living creatures. When he wanted the stars, he spoke to the firmament, man. Let the gas, he spoke to that, and from that came man, what? The stars. When he wanted vegetation, man, He said, let the earth bring forth more all the vegetation and everything. When he wanted you and I, he spoke to himself. He said, let us. What? Let us. Who he's speaking to now? He's speaking what he wanted, what he wanted made from. When he wanted the grass, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted the animals, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted the star, he spoke to the firmament. When he wanted you and I, he spoke to himself. And from himself, boy, came exactly what he said. From the earth came the plants and trees and the animals and everything else. From the gathering and the firmament, man, came the stars and the universe and everything else, man. But that was already in his heart and in his mind even before he spoke. He spoke what he wanted. And boy, he wanted a whole bunch of sons, just like, boy, his original sons, man. He spoke that. And he spoke that man to himself, because that's where his only begotten came from, himself. And he wanted a whole bunch of them, boy, just like him. Just like him. So he created you. And he created me. And he created all mankind. And how he did it, he spoke it. What he spoke to himself. And from himself came a little bit of a little G-God. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 82, you say, how long will you live and die like mere men and mere women when all the time you are a little God? In other words, what he's saying, you are little offsprings of God. You are the children of the Most High God. The offsprings from God. Boy, I'm talking about, boy, the offsprings of God. Not just mere men and mere women and living and dying like mere men and mere women, but coming to the knowledge, boy, I'm telling you, you are the greatest story that's ever been told, boy, who you really are, boy. You are spirit, man. Hallelujah. What kind of spirit you talking about, boy? I'm talking about, boy, a Holy Spirit. How you know I'm a Holy Spirit, boy? Because you come from a Holy Spirit, boy, the Most High God. You come from God. Why do you think Jesus said, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy? He didn't say dress holy. He didn't say act holy. He didn't say, he said be. In other words, boy, be who you are. You are, then listen to what he was saying. Be like, when Jesus, he was saying this when he was walking the face of the earth. He was telling people, man, be like me. Be like me. When he say, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy, then he was demonstrating it. He was showing it on the earth. He say, be like me. Start being like me. I come to show you who you are. And the thing that you see me do up on this earth, man, listen, I don't do that, man, because I do that as the Son of Man, not as the Son of God. I do that, man, as the Son of Man. Say what you mean, Arthur. Say that plainly. I do that to show you, man, what you can do. That as I am, so are you. That the work that I do, so can you. That just like, boy, I'm the Son of the Most High God, so are you. Just like I got power over all the powers of my enemy, so do you. I told you, you're preaching the good news about us. Boy, we got a lot of faith in man, what Jesus can do. Jesus can open blind eyes, and Jesus can unstop death ears. But he say, you can open blind eyes, and you can unstop death ears. They got no faith in that. Why? Because you ain't even been hearing that story. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You've been hearing some great stories, but you ain't been hearing that story. Well, that's the greatest story. Hallelujah. That's ever been told. And boy, let me tell you something, boy, about this greatest story that's ever been told. Boy, that's according to his will. That's his doing. The Bible says, boy, let me tell you something. This gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? The gospel of the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? The governing influence of God over a territory. Impacting it with his will and his desire and his intent. But it is the ruling authority of a king over a domain, over his territory. Impacting it with his will and his desire and his intent. Why? So that it might be in that territory, boy, just like it is in his heart and his mind is in the king. Boy, know what his desire is for it to be in our territory that he created, called the earth, that it be in our territory here on earth, just like it is in his territory here. I told you, you've been praying it all your life, but man, you don't really understand what really was. He said, get knowledge and get wisdom, but in all you're getting, get an understanding. What? That all those great stories that you've been hearing, they're like preliminary bouts in a pay-per-view fight that leads up to the main event. The preliminary bouts are good fights, too. Some of them are championship fights, too. It might be the light heavyweight championship. It might be this, and it might be that one. And all, you know, big-name boxers, too, man. But, boy, then that's the main event. Hey, listen, when the first preliminary bout take place, man, you know, the people don't go home. They cheer on and everything else, and they grow from there, and then they go to fight number two, you know. And, boy, they cheer on, and they go from there, and they're getting better and better and better, man, and they go to fight number three, man. And by the end, boy, they geared up. They're ready for some good fighting then because they know, boy, the main event is coming up. Boy, after that third bout, then here comes the main event. Now, boy, everybody geared up, man, for the main event. Why? Because all them preliminary bouts was a means to the main event. Hallelujah. All those great messages, man, are a means to the main event. And again, boy, if you're not careful, the devil's most successful tactic against us is to keep us preoccupied with the means, the preliminary bouts, at the expense of never getting to the main event. The preliminary box was all the stories of the characters in the Bible and all that they did and the part that they played. All those were preliminary box that lead up to what, boy? The main event. What's the main event, boy? The Bible said, boy, unto us a child is born. And to us his son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Glory to God. And his name shall be called Everlasting Father, Wonderful, Prince of Peace. And it said there's enough his government there shall be no end. And he shall sit upon the throne of David. You know why, boy, he sat up on the throne of David and mentioned that in that Bible? Because out of all the kings that Israel had, boy, it never was a king like David, man. David subdued all his enemies. Listen, every battle that David fought, boy, David won to the place where there was no more enemies for David, man, to fight. Yeah, Lord. What he did, man, he had subdued all his enemies. Well, there was no more enemies for him to fight. And then, though, that's when they built the cities, man, Jerusalem. They come from two words, Jeru and Salam. Jeru is city. Salam is peace. What is Jerusalem? The city of peace, where no more battles to fight. All his glory to God. Power, all the powers of his enemies. Victory. And, boy, his kingdom reigned on the earth. Hey, glory to God. And boy, God said he's going to reign on the throne of David, on that king. Because Israel had a whole bunch of other kings, but wasn't none of them like that. And that's the only king that man that subdued all the enemies. Boy, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, boy, that's what he come to do, boy, subdue all the enemies of mankind. That's why he did all those things that you hear and say and do a man about the devil. And all those, how he stripped the devil of all his power and all that. Listen, man, don't get preoccupied with that. You got to come to the knowledge of that, but you got to go beyond that. That's the door. That's the door into something. Don't just stay at the door and worship at the door, man. You know, going on behind the door. Just like David subdued all his enemies, same thing Jesus Christ did, subdued all our enemies too, boy, so that we can, man, build a city of peace in our lives. So that we can know that, we know that, we know that, hey, man, just like everything was all right in his life, he even had power and authority over mankind's greatest enemy, man. They crucified him, glory to God. And 3 days later, boy, he got up. And, man, listen at this here. You've been celebrating and preoccupying, man, with his resurrection. And you didn't miss out on the main thing. What's the main thing? Your resurrection, glory to God. You've been celebrating, man, his resurrection, and man, we ain't celebrating, man, our resurrection. Listen, the whole purpose for his resurrection, man, is so that you and I can be raised up from trespassing and sin. You and I who were dead in trespassing and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly place. Far above all our principalities and powers and dominion. That's far above all of our enemies. So all our enemies are subdued in our lives. So that you and I, if it can begin, man, to come back to what God originally intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives for us. And what's that again, Arthur Boy? That it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. What you mean by that, Arthur? Say that plain. That just like our Father in heaven, man, is ruling and reigning over his territory, man, and his governing influence is taking over and impacting that territory, then, boy, he wants that same thing, man, happening more in our territory. And let me tell you something, boy, he ain't asking us to do that. He asking us, man, to allow him to do that through us. In other words, boy, he incorporating us in on what he doing. That we're not careful, we'll be trying to incorporate him in on what we doing. I'm going to say that again. That we're not careful, we'll be trying to incorporate. We'll have you come up with many other plans in our hearts. And we'll be trying to incorporate him in on what we are doing. And those are great things. But the greatest thing is not for us to try to incorporate him in on what we're doing, but for us, boy, to allow him to incorporate us in on what he's doing. Boy, I hope you can understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, boy, in this hour. What are you saying in the church, Arthur, in this hour? Boy, that this gospel of the kingdom, this good news about the kingdom of God, what God is doing. What is he doing? He restoring mankind back to what his original intent and purpose and destiny and plan for our lives were. Listen, boy, he set up a kingdom on the earth. In your Bible, in John C, chapter 1 and 2, there ain't no religious book, man. You ain't careful, you be reading it like a religious book, man. And preoccupied, like I told you, with his story. But this ain't no religious book, man. This book is about a king. And this book is about, man, a kingdom. What's a kingdom? That's the territory of a king, the domain of a king. And it's about, boy, not only a king and his territory, but it's about his royal family, too. Who is his royal family? Remember I told you, boy, he wanted a whole bunch of them just like his only begotten son. So he created a whole bunch of them just like his only begotten son. Who is that? That's all mankind. What happened, man? Mankind lost his way. How mankind lost his way? By something he did wrong? By his sin? No, mankind was born blind and born in sin and Satan. He was born lost. How that happened, man? Because of one man's disobedience. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, God doing something all the time. And through one man's obedience, what's that one man disobedient? You know the story. Adam and Eve ate out the tree. They rebel against the known will of God. And boy, that's what sin is. That's the original sin. You're trying to clean up your act, man, through the results of the original sin by trying to clean up those acts. Listen, before you can really, I'm talking about, man, so you can have the outside of the cup, man, clean, 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 but if the inside ain't clean, man, then you ain't done nothing. Gotta get to the original, man, sin. What the original sin, boy, I'm talking about rebellion against the word of God. Oh, God. Well, God set that thing up on the earth, his kingdom on the earth. And boy, he lost that kingdom to one man disobedient. We lost that kingdom that God set up on the earth. But boy, God so loved the world. What world? The world that he set up on the earth. Where that world at, Arthur? That's in your Bible in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. If you read it in the light in which boy, the Holy Spirit, man, intended for the Holy Scripture to be revelated to and by. But, listen, remember I told you, man, all the other stories about all the chapters in the Bible and everything else and all the stories of mankind, all the way in the Bible, all the way. From Adam all the way, man, to John the Baptist, from John the Baptist all the way to Jesus, Jesus all the way down to the apostles and everything else, man. Let me tell you something, how this Bible begins. This is how it begins. The Bible says this, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How it began, it don't begin with no story of Adam or Eve or none of them or Jesus, nobody. It began, man, with God. What it began with, that's God talking. That's God's story. That's his beginning. Not the beginning, man, of history of mankind. I'm talking about his beginning. That's why I told you the Bible is about a king first. And what he's doing in his kingdom. And when he began, man, and he set up a kingdom on the earth. It's in your Bible. You know, you might not understand it, but it's in your Bible, and you know it as the Garden of Eden. God planned, who, listen, not Adam, not no mankind, not no story. This, I'm talking about what God is doing. And God planted the garden. And God created, listen, and God said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and God said, and it's all made by what God doing in those first two chapters. Not what nobody else doing. This all his, this is what he doing. And God, man, said, let's make man just like us. But let's make man just like us in our image and in our life. And let them have dominion over their territory, the earth. And let them be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like this little atmosphere and environment that I'm a plant on the earth. Where my literal presence is, let's be the Garden of Eden. And the Bible says, and there God placed mankind. In that environment, in that atmosphere, in that place. What's that place? In the literal presence of the Most High God. Unbroken fellowship, boy, hooked up, man, with the ability of God. Who is that, boy? The Spirit of the Most High God. You got the Word of God and the divine connection, man, from heaven to earth. What's the divine connection? The Holy Spirit, the ability of God. What's that, boy? That's a divine connection, man, from heaven, man, to earth. For what purpose, with all the boys, so that you could get what's going on, man, in heaven to earth? How? Not by power, nor by might, the Holy Spirit living on the inside, boy, of Adam, man. What that is, boy, that's a divine connection. That's a divine connection, man, from heaven to earth. Listen, when you lose that divine connection from heaven to earth, then you have what you have here on the earth today. Religion and man trying to reach God. Let me tell you something, how if you don't know God's precepts, then your concepts could be wrong. Most of you, you know, like I told you earlier, you know, and please don't misunderstand me, and please don't allow the devil to use this word to condemn you or nothing like that. Most of us as Christian believers, man, I don't think I'd be stretching it if I say, man, 80 to 90% of most Christian believers, even perhaps they might be listening to this radio broadcast. Your Father, you believe that your hopes and desire, man, is that, boy, you make it to heaven. And if you make it to heaven, you think that you're going to live in heaven, pray up in heaven, that's your destination. To make it to heaven. Listen, that's not where the Bible ends up at. That's not where you're going to end up at. That's not your destination. That's not the destination that God has for your life. God's destination that he has for our life is not that we come to heaven and live with him forever and ever and ever. That's not where it's end up at. It end up, boy, with heaven on earth. That don't mean we ain't going to go to hell. If I say, man, you know, there's a lot of things you don't know, you don't have understanding of. You know, you don't know it in the light of what it really is, the greatest story. Before he comes, when we go to heaven, the Bible say, boy, at the end of the book, Revelation chapter 21, you say, behold, I saw a new city. And I saw a new Jerusalem. No, let me get it right. It say, behold, I saw a new heaven, and I saw a new earth. Hallelujah. Boy, listen, God going to get what he wants, what he started, what his original intent was. He may be able to create a new heaven and a new earth. A new atmosphere, a new era, a new where our atmosphere and our so the air that we live in, the gravity system that we live in this year, you know, he may have to create a whole new. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 21, and behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. But there were, boy, the city of peace. Coming down from, boy, I'm talking about a place of peace. Where all God's people, man, were in peace. But like I said this way, man, a wedding took place up there. And after the wedding took place up there, boy, then they had, boy, I'm talking about the reception. And then after the reception took place, boy, then, man, you know, boy, I'm talking about, boy, the groom brought his bride back home. Listen, that's what the wedding, the marriage, that's where the wedding take place at. That's where Jesus take us and present us to his father, his bride to his father. Adorned, boy, hallelujah. That's why I told you what he was preaching, man, the good news about us, man. What he was doing, adorning us, man, with the glory of God, boy. Preaching and teaching to us about who we really are and what we really can do and what's available to us. You know what he was preaching, man, what he was saying to us? Listen to what he said. But you don't hear nothing about priority in religion. This is what he said. He said, listen, repent. What you mean? Change your mind. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. It's here. So let me say that again, Arthur. I ain't got my point. Listen, this is what religion and kept been hidden from you. I say what he preached, what he said, is hid in the graveyard of religion. The devil don't ever want you to hear, boy, what I'm sharing with you on this radio. He don't ever want. Listen, the Bible says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understanding it not, then the wicked one coming immediately to rob their word out your heart. Now, you know that's the end time message, boy, what is gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? Not the good news about Jesus and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. All that's contained in it. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. All of that's contained in it. But see, listen, you can preach all that that's contained in it and never get to the main event. But, boy, when you get to the main event, boy, all that that's contained in it is automatically included in. Listen, when you get to the main event in the pay-per-view fight, and all the preliminary bouts and everything else is already included in it. But you can be in the preliminary bouts and everything else and never get to the main event. But once you get to the main event, that means you've already been through the preliminary bouts. The preliminary bouts is already included in, is automatically included in it. To where you understand what's really going on. That's why David, God said this about David and even about Moses. Say, listen, David, you a man after my own heart. Most of us as believers, we want to see God move. We want to see God do something. We want to see his hand in work. Isn't that something that takes place before his hand before his hand moves? Isn't that the noble what was in his mind? That's what David said, Lord, show me what was in your mind. What's in your mind? Show me, man, don't just show me what, show me why. Show me why I'm here. Show me purpose. Show me original intent. Show me your desires. Show me what you're doing. Show me what you want. Show me. He was. If I could say it this way, boy, he was a God chaser. He wanted to know God. He didn't want to to see God move on ahead and God pay his bills and God help me and God listen. You know why I'm going to do this and help me. No, you want to know God. He was just looking for God to do something for him. He wanted to know. Because if he came to know boy God, he came to know boy that everything that he would want God to do for him, that boy God had already done. That it was already done. But because of a lack of knowledge of it, because of not knowing it. And we've been living and dying like mere men and mere women. And the Bible says in Psalms 82, in all time, we are little g gods and children of the Most High God. Read that. That's in Psalms 82. That's why I say, man, you know, you got to. It's not enough for you to hear the good news about the kingdom either, no, boy. You got to, boy, listen, boy. You got to be born into the kingdom. How you get born into the kingdom, boy? The incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the gospel of the kingdom, boy, is planted. And sometimes when intercourse takes place, conception don't always take place. Every time men or a husband and a wife come together, man, you know, and intercourse, boy, a conception don't take place every time. But one of them times, a conception take place, well, boy, the seed hit the egg, and the conception take place. And boy, that word to get past your religious ideologies and everything else, boy, then you get down into your, it'll go past your intellect, past your theology, past your ideology, all the way down to your spirit, baby. Who is that, boy? That part of you that's laying in you, boy, that's dominant in you, boy, that's dead and trespassing and sin. What you mean? That's separated from God. Boy, you hear that word, the gospel of the kingdom, and boy, I'm talking about that seed hit the head, and your spirit, man, come alive. And when it come alive, you don't know how to walk or talk or none of that. Just like a newborn natural baby. Now, boy, it started drinking and getting the milk of the word. It started growing in it, in the knowledge of it. That's how Jesus began. And he came, boy, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and boy, that boy was hitting the egg of the mankind spirit, boy. I'm talking about, boy, conception was taking place. And boy, repenting was taking place, boy. A whole different way of thinking. Why? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you've been thinking, man, God trying to get you to heaven when all the time, boy, God's greatest desire, boy, is for heaven to come to you. Listen, God ain't trying to get us to come and live with him forever in heaven. God trying to get... kind of come live with us on earth for him. I'm going to say that again. That's why I say sometimes if your precepts are wrong, your concepts will be wrong, and you have misconception. God ain't trying to get us, man, to come and live with him forever and ever in hell. God trying to come live with us forever and ever on earth. God's desire is for it to be on earth as it is in hell. And his only way of doing that, boy, is how he didn't decree and declare it to be done. How? Through his family of sons called mankind. That he established and set up and placed on the earth. And started it on his way toward that destination. God planted that garden, and God put Adam and Eve in that place and told them to be fruitful. In other words, God started and then started Adam and mankind on their way. But if I could say it this way, they got tripped. They failed. They got deceived, and when they failed, man, they got unholy. And when they got unholy, that divine connection, the Holy Spirit, could no longer live in the unclean vessel, so he left. So Adam and Eve, no longer, man, have a divine connection, man, from heaven to earth. They on their own now. They declared independence. Now they got to live according to their own government, man. Why say you got to work for the sweat of your brow, you know. You got to come up with your own way of governing, your own way of living, and your own way of making it now. Why? Because you've been cut off from boy hell while the Holy Spirit is gone. Why? Because you didn't declare independence. word. Instead of going with what God say, you're going to go with what somebody else say or what you say. Or just what they say. He say, she say, they say. Amen. From the rest of your life, that's what they're all going to be based upon. No longer.